Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us. When I say us, Dr. Dave Stoop and Chris Williams here. Hi, guys.
Hey. How you doing?
Well, doing all right. And, of course, today we're starting our marriage intensive, and lives are going to be changed today. So pray for us this weekend. It's just one amazing time. And those of you that didn't notice, yesterday was Valentine's Day. And so be sure, and if you didn't, grab some flowers, something, make up for it. Men love flowers, you know. Men love chocolate, too. We're equal opportunity receivers here. And glad you're with us. And I'm going to just go right to the phones. We got calls lined up. And how about we go to, first of all, Melissa from Houston, Texas, listening on Sirius XM satellite radio. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life today?
Well, I was calling to get suggestions for any books or resources that you all have written about. I have issues showing affection to my daughter. She's 16, and I was raised in a home where there really wasn't a lot of affection. I mean, my parents were horrible. They just, I don't know if it's generational, that's how they were brought up, or I'm not sure, but not a lot of hugs and kisses and, you know, that sort of thing. And my daughter is such a love bug, and I've just noticed more lately that she says, well, you don't give real hugs. The side hug isn't a real hug, and, you know, that sort of thing. But I literally feel like claustrophobic when she gets too close.
Really?
Like, almost like I'm suffocating. And yeah. I don't know if that stems from me growing up in an affectionless home, or I'm not really sure how to get over that.
Quick question, and I'm so glad you're dealing with this. It's just amazing. With your husband, how does intimacy and closeness and affection go?
Well, that's the strange thing, because I have no problem expressing affection to my husband.
Okay.
You know,
so,
and she even noticed that actually at dinner, yeah, and said, well, you held his hand when you prayed. Why don't you hold mine?
Because it triggers in you what happened when you were her age, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
And so you're kind of, with her, you have to relive that horrible thing, and in avoiding it, you're creating it for her, and you don't want to do that, do you?
No, I don't. I want to fix it. And
yeah. Here's the thing. So often we repeat the very thing we want for somebody, or want the least for them, and most people don't ever make a call like this. They just say, well, that's the way it is, and they don't stop long enough to reflect and say, well, I'm recreating this in her life. Dave, let's start with you. What do you think is, I mean, I love it that there is connection with the husband and that she can see that it's a very different feeling, but she's claustrophobic in hugging her 16-year-old daughter. What do you think?
Well, I just wonder if you've told your daughter about about what it was like for you when you were growing up.
Mm. I did, and I said, you know, I'm working on this, and I'm trying to get better, but, you know, she calls my mom Momo. I said, Momo never has ever in my life told me she loves me.
Oh,
my.
That's so powerful to tell her that. It's great.
Yeah, and I know that my mom loves me, but she was brought up in a very dysfunctional family, and that would take a whole other show, so I won't go there, but I did explain to my daughter, so she at least knows that.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to give you some help right after this. You can hear the music. You're listening to New Life Live, and if you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There are people right there, right now. They woke up this morning, and they said, I cannot wait to help somebody change their life. They're right there, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelly Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelly's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Melissa's called, and she wants to fix what's broken, the ability to show affection to her 16-year-old daughter. Dave, you had a comment there, and then we'll go to Chris.
Well, one of the things, excuse me, Melissa, is now that you've told your daughter what's going on, what went on when you were growing up, is to enlist her in the healing process so that you practice holding her and hugging her and letting her know, you know, that I'm getting scared and you hold on a little longer and then she lets go. But it's sort of a desensitizing against the claustrophobia. You only defeat a fear by facing the fear. And if you don't practice to where you pass through that threshold of the claustrophobia to where you begin to relax, you can experience healing in that process. And she can be a part of that healing process, which would be really profound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Melissa, I just want you for a moment to pay attention to your body. Especially between your chin and your belly button, I want you to picture like grabbing your daughter's hands or that side hug. And what happens inside of your body?
Well, there's been a couple times where I literally kind of push her away, not forcibly, but I feel like I can't breathe.
Okay,
like,
so in that place in your chest where like that pressure that you feel, If that had a voice, what would it be saying to you? About you. What would it be saying about you? I am what?
Oh, honestly, I can't even think. I'm drowning. I feel like I'm choking. I can't breathe. You know, okay. Honestly, when
yeah.
she...
Yeah. And how old do you feel in that moment?
Well, definitely from my childhood.
Okay, picture that girl from your childhood. You as a girl.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven, five.
You know. Hold that seven-year-old girl in your mind just for a moment, just for a quick moment. Mm-hmm. What does she need?
Affirmation, you know, because I felt a lot like... everything that was wrong was pointed out, not really. It was never really you did something good. You know, if I said, well, I memorized this, my mom would say, well, you do all of that, but you haven't done that, you know.
And yeah, kind of so like, so that it sounds to me okay. like that girl is carrying around inside of her that she is never enough, that she's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if people get too close to her, they're going to discover that she really isn't good enough, and then that's where the pressure feels.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So she needs to be reminded that she is amazing. She's incredible. She's doing a great job.
Mm, okay.
And that, and so the more that you could speak into that place in your own heart, And as Dave was saying, the more that you could speak that into your daughter and together working through that closeness and affection so that little girl gets to be seen for the incredibly smart, beautiful girl that she is.
Yeah, and that actually makes sense because I have trouble accepting compliments.
Yeah.
So even getting your daughter to affirm you in that situation and letting her know, tell me that I'm okay, tell me that I'm going to make it, tell me I can breathe, tell me that I'm, you know, getting her to participate. It's not making her your therapist. It's just making her a participant in your healing process.
Mm-hmm.
What is so powerful is that life makes sense. And just to know there is a reason for this. And usually the reason has to do with some kind of protection of ourselves. And we're reacting to a fear with a need to protect. And I just think this could be huge as you and your daughter enter in together into a healing process. And I could imagine the power in a session with you and a really good Christian counselor with her. It just seems like, boy, that could make so much, it would make sense of it all.
Your daughter sounds like she's very insightful and direct and strong. And so
she is.
Getting her to participate with you would be a real affirmation of her.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really glad that you called, and I'm going to send you a book on reactivity. It's called Take Your Life Back, and I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you. Anybody else, you can get it. And you can join it. This is the kind of thing we deal with at Finding Freedom. And people, guess what? They find freedom from these kinds of issues. It's so powerful. And we're going to be doing it in May. We'd love for you to come and join us for that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that and all the other things that we do. Let's go over here to Blair, San Antonio, Texas. KWRD, that's the station. Hey, Blair, how are you?
Hi, I am fabulous and blessed. How are you all?
I am fabulous and blessed, too. So thanks for reminding me how fabulous and blessed I am. All right.
Good to hear it.
Yeah. Okay, how can we help today?
Straight to the point. I met a gentleman that told me that he has been married 4 times. My question is, what questions to ask a gentleman that has been married 4 times? He's going through his divorce, his last divorce now.
Uh-huh. Now, why are you talking to him and he's not quite out of that last divorce yet?
I'm not talking to him like that.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not like that, no.
But what causes you to talk to him at all? At this stage?
Just a conversation in passing or in the store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I would say to him, Blair? I'd say you've been through this 4 times and you're the common person in all 4 of them. What have you learned about yourself that's changed the way you approach relationships?
And hearing you laugh at the beginning, you could literally do it with a nice smile on your face. Wow. No, you could do it. You could say this. You could do it this way. Wow, 4. What'd you learn in all that? You could just say it that way. What have you learned in all of that? And I think that's going to tell you a lot about him. But have you ever been around plutonium?
No.
Well, if you had and you had a Geiger counter, it would just be going off the charts and making noise. And until this guy has had about a year between him and that divorce, I think every conversation with him is kind of dangerous.
Okay. Very
like plutonium.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, I mean,
thank you.
There are approximately, I think, 40 million single men in America, something like that. And And right now, I wouldn't talk to that guy. I would just be nice to him, and I wouldn't ask him any questions because that acts like you're interested in him. And literally, I mean, he could have been married four times. They all died. He could have killed them. We don't know. So, but just don't find out yet. So, okay.
Yeah, because I think the better question is, what business do I have being interested in a guy who's been married four times?
Huh. Well, who said I was interested? That's how you get to know people, by talking to them. Okay,
yeah.
I'm a woman, single. I'm divorced, and he's going through a divorce. And conversation, the first thing I ask men when I meet them, because they don't wear their rings and they don't tell you that they married or not or whatever, unless you ask them, basically. So my first question to him when he approached me, I said, where's your wife? He said, oh, I'm going through a divorce. So that's how I knew. And then, you know, just come and conversating. Basically, it wasn't anything. He wasn't trying to come on to me or any of those things.
Yeah.
Just basic conversation.
Well, and a good response to a guy who's been married four times, going through his fourth divorce is, cool, hey, best of luck with that. Hope God leads you through it well. And exit stage right.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, good.
And then stay off stage.
Because if you become the fifth, you may need a fifth just to get through the day. So we don't want that for you. So, but look, I'm not saying that this is a bad guy at all. I'm just saying, you know, when my previous wife left me, and Henry and John Townsend, you know, they made sure I didn't date anybody or talk to anybody for a long time, and then they said, you know, you should date a lot of people because we're afraid the first person that's just nice to you, you're going to think that that's the one. And,
exactly. And it
really is. He is in a vulnerable place, and so are you. Well, so I just keep my distance, and I'm going to send you a book, and it's entitled Is This the One? And it's going to tell you, if I could find a copy of Avoiding Mr. Wrong, I'd send that because he may not be Mr. Wrong, but I guarantee you this, he's Mr. Not Right Now. You know, that we know that, okay? So you hold
do
on.
Do you have a movie to follow up with that?
I'm working on it. I don't want you to be the star of it, okay?
No, sir. You know, he comes into my employment, you know, so how do I, I'm not trying to be in his face or any of those things. So.
Keep it professional.
How do I?
Just keep it all professional.
Yeah. Just be nice, but not too nice. Okay?
Exactly. Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
God's such a blessing. I appreciate you all.
Glad you called.
Oh, I love Blair's laugh. That makes me smile.
Earlene, Farmington, New Mexico, and all the more reason we don't want that laughter extinguished. Hi, Earlene. How are you doing? Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Yes. Thank you.
Sure. How can we help today?
Yes, I. My question is, I wonder if we women have a responsibility in making. This might be a strong word, but I can't think of another, monsters out of men by not using our voice wisely, such as you were encouraging this woman to earlier on in the show when she wanted her husband to get help with pornography, and his answer pretty much was, if you don't like it, then let's get a divorce. And I think that by not using our voice in a kind way, such as you suggested, and say, I'm sorry that you came up with that suggestion, instead of working on the problem, but if that's all you can come up with, it's your choice, and there's not much I can do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that by not saying something in that light and becoming timid and weak, and letting him overpower us by his words, especially as Christian women, I think we get locked up in this. I think another caller right after her, a male, said, indicated that you all were advocating divorce and that as a Christian should not be doing that. And I'm like, no, I'm so glad with your answer to him. Women in the Christian realm need to know that their body and their mind is a temple of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and that we have a obligation to not be intended
that way,
because we actually can, I think, be responsible for them escalating.
Yeah.
If that works, if they could do that, then if they're that type of person already that will do that, instead of looking at love and honoring the marriage and recognizing they've got a problem, if they're going to intimidate, then it will
Hold on. I've got to go to a break. I'll give you some biblical references that relate to that in a bit.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, the caller was referring to a program where, you know, somebody was, their husband was looking at somebody else and leering eyes, all of that kind of stuff. And then she'd say, well, you know, let's don't do that anymore. And then he says, it's your problem. And if she ever said, no, it's your problem, then he'd say, well, let's just get a divorce, you know. And so here she says, do we ever cause this, the man to get in trouble? Well, I don't think you cause it, but here's a couple of things. There's a proverb that says, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace. Now, I like that, because it's saying, look, if you just keep silent here, that's not gonna result in something good. We've got to talk about this. The other thing is, at no point, no matter what the Bible says about anything else, at no point will you ever find the support of enabling evil in any home, anywhere. It's just not there. So we have to not enable evil. We must not wink at wrong. We must not allow things, especially allow things to be done, and the children see this, and it impacts their lives for the rest of their lives too, because we're afraid. And if we're afraid, we have to ask, why are we afraid? What is missing? What do I need to do to overcome that fear? You guys, any thoughts you have on that?
Yeah, one of the things that when a woman doesn't speak up, she participates in the man staying a little boy.
Yes.
And it doesn't call him into his manhood. And so it takes both people to really grow up. My wife didn't put up with much of anything when we got married, and she called out the man in me. Still a little boy there, but she called it out, and I am forever grateful for that, because she spoke up. And I think that a guy may not like it, but he's going to like the result of it if he listens to his wife.
The goal is nurture the little boy, call out the man, versus enable the little boy to stay little and shut down the man.
Well, and I think that there is a fundamental truth that we keep coming back to that's just important to call out. I know I need the reminder, and that is I'm responsible for what I think, what I feel, and how I behave. I'm not responsible for how anyone else thinks or talks or behaves or communicates. Yeah. And so though I may impact somebody, I'm still responsible for myself. And I think it really is important to understand if we have an impact – that we're not causing or making somebody do something, but we may be impacting it. I only have responsibility for myself.
Well said. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk with Mary, Dallas, Texas, listens on Sirius XM. Mary, welcome to New Life, and how in the world could we help you today?
Hi, thank you. Well, I've actually called before regarding there's a my husband, with the dynamic between my husband, myself, and our adult son. My husband has been going on, this type of stuff has been going on for years since my son was, you know, like a preteen. And
what's going on?
Had some issues with, he's been diagnosed as bipolar, major depressive disorder. I don't know if he has maybe some borderline personality stuff going on as well, but anyway, I've tried to get help for him, and we've even sent him to a place in a residential facility in California for a while. But my husband, he didn't like it, so my husband drove out to California and rescued him and brought him back here. And it's pretty much whenever my son is uncomfortable in any way at all, my husband just tries to fix it for him and won't allow him to suffer the consequences. He's been in legal trouble. My husband will get lawyers for him. He's
I think we get the picture.
Get him housing, and he tore up the house. We got a trailer.
Okay.
I finally have come to the point where we've tried therapy, and my husband just refuses to do anything that will help our son. He's more worried about making himself feel better about taking care of our son.
That is the motivation, is that what he does so he feels better. And even though it is absolutely harming your son. Now Dave has dealt with this, but I want to start with you, Chris. What are your thoughts when you hear this kind of situation? Because we don't just have a son that's in trouble. We have a marriage that is broken.
Yeah, a couple thoughts. The first one is there is what I call this relational triangle of death, or Bermuda triangle of death, and that is a rescuer, a victim, and a perpetrator. And you have it here. Your husband's the rescuer. Mary, you're the victim. Your son's the perpetrator. And that those three roles keep it going. And so I want you to just recognize that your role as a victim to this, and I'm not saying you haven't been victimized, requires you to take new and different action moving forward. And it requires you to, again, to own how you have participated in what has gone on, even through maybe controlling or frustration. But again, I think we have some solutions for some other behaviors that get you out of that role. And we'll be right back after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we've heard it often, and we're so sad when we do. When somebody like this father puts in so much effort toward a son or anything, and all of the effort is absolutely making the situation worse. It is enabling the evil, to where you could really say this boy has no problem as long as the father makes it his problem. And what we want to do is go back to that great verse that says each person must carry his own load. That's in the Bible. And it doesn't say every guilt-ridden, shame-filled dad must now carry the load out of fear for a son. Chris, you were speaking there. What do we need to hear?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is how we address the problem. And the problem isn't, I want to reframe this, the problem isn't your son. The problem is that he deals with very serious mental disorder that's wreaking havoc and creating a very unhealthy dynamic. But the real problem right now, I hear, Mary, is in the marriage. And that's yeah. where I think the focus should then be put, is the distance and separation and resentment that is being caused between you and your husband. And that's yeah. where I would get into some couples work, where you guys feel like you're back on the same page. And because there's going to be a lot of fear and a lot of frustration to be dealt with there.
We tried couples counseling, and he just refuses. He still thinks that it is his job to make sure that our son is cared for.
Yeah.
And but the care the care is causing our son not to make any kind of progress in his life whatsoever. And I mean, we've tried counseling. I've tried everything. Okay. I left home. And went to stay with a friend for a while.
Okay, here's the way.
And I finally got to the point where I filed for divorce.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. But But you know what?
I can't do it anymore. It was causing, a lot of anxiety and stress for me of living in the home with the sun and having to walk on eggshells all the time. And,
we hear you.
But here's the thing.
I would be talking, if I was in a counseling session with this father, I'd be saying this. You absolutely did the absolute right thing the first time you had an opportunity to help your son. Because you were wanting your son to feel that love and care and respond to it and change. And it was absolutely the right thing to do. The second time you did it, it was the right thing to do because you wanted to give him a second chance. But ever since then, the right thing has become the destructive thing. And this good heart of yours has turned into something that is being used now by this boy to stay stuck. And he can't do this. You have to do it for him.
And I
think that's an approach that might have him actually listen to you or pay attention
have tried telling him that. I said, I know you love him. I know you want what's best for him.
Right.
But you can't, but how you're hurting him by not letting him face consequences for his actions.
That needs to come from a professional. And the least this guy, your husband, could do, he's going to have to be willing to get some help for your marriage to where that...
What if he's not? I mean, I've tried and tried and tried for years, and he's not willing to get any help.
Well, I think at some point, you have to say to him, I'm going to get help myself. And you start to get help. Okay, and then you stay in that
help. I've been going to see a counselor.
Right, and then that counselor, if they're good, they're going to try several different ways to get him to come be a part of what you're doing. Now, any other insight here, Chris or Dave?
Part of what I hear you saying, Mary, is that your husband keeps trying harder and getting the same results. And one of the things it seems to me with all these multiple diagnoses that your son is getting, that the one that's being overlooked is some kind of an addiction. And I would get to Al-Anon super fast, and hopefully your husband would get involved with you to Al-Anon, because that's where you learn how to deal with these kind of things. In a way, you're learning it from other people. You're not getting it from an authority, and it's not like counseling. It's a growth process that leads to transformation, that leads to release from the whole thing. And you've tried everything except that. And I would get to an Al-Anon meeting super fast and try to get him to go with you.
I really think you're going to have to up what you do in the absence of him doing anything. And I just want you to know, it breaks our heart that you're having to go through this. I'm going to send you, take your life back, and I hope that something there, I just hope something there can be done that will be good. Let's go to Sally from Port St. Lucie. You speak there a few times, Florida. She's a Club New Life member. Hi, Sally. Welcome to New Life.
Hi.
How you doing? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for calling us, and thanks for being a member of Club New Life. Really appreciate that a lot. How can we help today?
I'm calling. I've called before, so it's a continuation of I've done what you've asked me in the past. My husband is enmeshed with my teenage daughter, who is a cancer survivor, and also my son until he left for college.
What does that mean, enmeshed? What do you see?
Like on the third wheel. So it would be like there's like three teenagers, and I'm the fourth. I'm the one that's left out.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of private jokes. I'm the third wheel. My husband seems to connect more with my children, than with me. There's mm-hmm. definitely no connection. We went to Hope Restored. We went to an intensive. We've been in marriage counseling for years, but he has said he's not interested in going anymore. So, and he's moved away from his Christian values, what we had for the first 17 years of our marriage. Is very foreign. Like, his priorities is 1, my kids, 2, their sports, 3, everyone else. And he seems just to relate, like, he does, sings all the songs with them and, you know, texts, like, was on a group text with my daughter and a couple of her friends. So very...
And what do you talk with your daughter about this? How does, whenever this issue comes up, what are the things that are said there?
So if I set a boundary and I said, okay, Olivia, I'm asking you to do this, I know that I have to enforce it. So I'll enforce it, and then I'll get a rolled eyes from him and a rolled eyes from her, and then she knows how to manipulate the system. So mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and enforce it, and I said, well, this is what I said, and I stick to it. And then usually what has worked best, I used to do it in front of both of them, but then it, or all three of them, and I'd kind of get pushed in the corner. So what I did was I waited until after sometimes, and I'll just, like, I'll go to her room and I'll say, Olivia, this isn't appropriate. I asked you to do this. This is what I asked you to do. And now there's a consequence. And I said, this was between you and I. I said, you can't go to your father. This is what you need to do. So I'll have a conversation mm-hmm. or, lately, my husband has escalated into some, like, emotional abuse, like called me some nasty names. Usually a year and a half ago, it was in the past few years, it's been outside the kids. But over uh-huh. Christmas, he's escalated in doing it in front of the kids.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And my daughter will be like, oh, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. But if I say anything or do anything, or, like, if my husband says, oh, you're rude to me,
yeah.
she won't even be in the room, and she'll run in and say, oh, I heard that. You were rude to him. So uh-huh. I've okay. had conversations with her, and I've said, Olivia, that's yeah. not okay,
okay.
For anybody to talk to you like that.
No.
So, right.
so hold on. We're going to give you some help right after this. So hold on. You hear the music, and we're gonna go to a break. We come back. We'll give you some help. I'll tell you, whenever two parents cannot get on the same page with kids, they're usually not on the same page on anything. And repair needs to take place in that relationship, because now, whatever you do, the kids don't know, well, do I really have to do that? Is that really forced on me? Or is this negotiable because daddy and mommy are at odds with each other? They're so smart. They use us if we're not together.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 15th to the 17th.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome. in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and enmeshment means somebody's being left out, the spouse, the one that isn't enmeshed. So guys, not a lot of time here, but how can we help her?
Well, I think, Sally, this is really, really troubling, and that is your husband sounds like he's a teenager himself.
Going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Okay, so what should she do?
Well, I think the first thing is that you do need to set boundaries around his behavior. And that is, you can't make him do anything different, unfortunately, especially as far as the kids go, which is incredibly frustrating. But you can set boundaries around yourself that there is no opportunity for emotional or verbal abuse, that his attacks on you are unacceptable, and that you you demand respect and not from a place.
Yeah, I have done that.
Yeah. And I think the other aspect here is that as you're feeling left out of your own family, which is incredibly painful for you, that I want you not as a way to abandon your family, but as a way for you to get some of your emotional and relational needs met, to keep building, if you haven't already, a strong network of girlfriends, of friends mm-hmm. that can help support you, speak truth into you, and encourage you.
But let me go back a second to what you talked about in setting the boundaries. You need to set the boundaries with your husband, not with your kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you set them with the kids, you get undermined and overruled. And so somehow you only focus on the relationship with your husband, because that's the core issue. That's the root problem in the family, is what's going on between you and your husband. And then in terms of what Chris is saying,
I will set the boundaries with him, but it will maybe last a day or two.
That's all right.
And then,
but don't set them with the kids. Just do them with him.
Yeah. But if you get a day out of it, then you just come right back and do it again. Also, sometimes you have to try some things you've never tried before. And sometimes you have to try, here I am again. I kind of feel, and I wonder if you guys sense this. I think you probably do. I'm not part of this. I feel left out. I hope, honey, that you never get in a relationship where you feel left out. And the best way to do that is to always make everybody in your presence feel included in what you do. I'm really sorry that, you know, we've kind of gotten to this place. But sometimes you have to say out loud what is there. You have to essentially, as they say, there is an elephant in this room. And boy, is it big, and it's ugly, and it's not pretty. We got to talk about this. We can't just act like everything is normal here. And then the other thing is, I think your daughter is really going to need some help, some professional help from this enmeshment. And it really, it kind of leads to manipulative behavior on her part of all kinds, and unhealthy connections with guys. It's just not good. It's really sad. And so we want to encourage you to get professional help for you. And for everybody that's there, everybody.
She's been going to one of the counselors you recommended.
Good.
And the counselor said she felt like she couldn't do any more with her,
unless my husband was on board. She felt like she had done everything she could.
Okay. And so did you say to your husband that the counselor says that you need to come because our daughter needs help and she's reached a limit in helping her and you need to be there with her? I mean, that's really all I would be talking about. That's the issue. If a counselor has said, I cannot help your child until you come be part of it, that's the issue of the day. Every day, are you going to go be with that counselor and see what she has? What, you're not even willing to see what the counselor has to say? What is that? You know, that's fear. And I think you really got to stay to that one issue. Do you guys think that that's true? That becomes the issue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until it's, yep. He's in that session at least one time, hearing what this person has to say.
Well, and Steve, I love your suggestions too, that you're oftentimes asking people to get into family therapy. Get everyone in the room. It's really, really powerful. And you can make a lot of progress really quickly when you get everyone in the same room at the same time with a skilled therapist.
And sometimes it isn't just courage to bring it up. It's perseverance.
Yeah.
That you don't let it go until what is needed happens. You don't act like, well, we don't need it anymore. Well, let me tell you, we do a lot of things around here, and we can't do it without your help. We do these amazing, amazing intensives on the weekend. And, you know, the next one that's coming up for Every Man's Battle is March the 8th. Today we start our marriage intensive, and we do Restore March the 1st. Israel, we're going to Israel March 16th. And our New Life Weekend, the new one, Finding Freedom, which we had such amazing results from, well, that's in Orange County on May the 3rd. And we'd love for you to be part of that. We'd also love you to help us do these. You know, call us. Things don't have to stay the same. And I'll tell you this, they're not going to stay the same. A lot of times we think, well, this is the way it's going to be, and then it gets worse because we think we're just going to maintain status quo. And we really do need to reach out and get help before it does get worse, because we just can't presume that everything is going to be okay and stay the same. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And then would you help us? And there's no better way than to become a member of Club New Life. We need, every time 100 people sign up at $30 a month, of course, that's $3,000 a month more that go toward our paying for media and trying to reach out and help people, get them into these amazing intensives that we do. We'd like you to be part of that. We'd like you to help us. If you can, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And to say thank you, we'll send you 4 videos by Mylon and Kay that cover anger and the love styles, parenting adult kids, talking to the kids about sex, and then 12 questions that will change every relationship. It's a way of saying thank you for being part of what we do, but listen, you're the one that's going to be so grateful that you went from being a listener to participating, being part of the help that people are getting. And every time somebody reaches out and gets some help, you're going to feel like, wow, that my support went toward that. It's an absolutely wonderful thing. If Ephesians 3:20 says that really God wants to give you more than you could imagine, more than you could even ask for, even think about. And if that's not happening in your life, well, we're here for you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And Dave and I, to that end, to create what is a year that will never be your life won't be the same at the end of this year. We created this wonderful recording, and a gift of any amount, we'll send it to you, our way of saying thank you on how to create lasting change. Nothing more frustrating than to have a little bit of progress and then it all falls apart much, much too quickly. We want to help you. That's why we're here. And so if you give a gift of any amount, we'll send that to you and it will help. But please pray about this program. Many of you do pray for us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help. We want to help you. And then support us if you possibly can with a one-time gift or Club New Life. Over 30 years ago, I started this ministry based on 3 things. Transformation, total change, based on God's truth in a redemptive relationship. We're still doing the same thing. Still believe the same thing because we believe in God's truth. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dave. And thanks to all of you who watch, listen, pray for us. See you next time here on New Life. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.